So this video is all about the Oracle Override, and I want to give a shout out to Gina Maria Opalescent, who read my mind and posted about it right when I did the video. I thought it was hilarious. So, okay, what is an Oracle Override? And you're gonna get this more than once in this course, and it's gonna be stubborn. And here's what it means. So I took two cards, as I will. I'm going to teach using the Oracle deck to show you actually how this Oracle deck is helping me teach you also. And you can't make this up. So I asked, show me the essence of the Oracle Override. And we got truth be told in protection. And what that means is that when you are doggedly looking for an answer and the card is refusing to ask, you actually don't know the truth, the motive, the energy around the question. And not, this is an oracle abuse. You really want to know about a question and you're expecting an answer and then you don't get it. And then you might go away, say, okay, I'm going to go neutral now, get into the observer mode. And then you're going to go back to the cards and ask a question, knowing that you're in the right energy, knowing that you're clear, knowing that you aren't attached, and it still doesn't answer it. So truth be told, in the protection position, reminds us that the cards are always going to address what they want. They're not going to address all the time the question that we want. And it's really good if the cards are stubborn, they're asking us to look at where are we being dishonest with ourselves? Where is somebody else withholding from us? And actually the cards are, this is the card of withholding information. Isn't that amazing? That's what truth be told is. Who is holding information from you? Who is withholding? Well, the deck is. The deck is withholding information. And there's a reason. So sometimes the deck's motive is to get you to find that particular answer yourself, or it's withholding it for you because it can't give it to you until you address something else. So of all cards to pick, it's the only possible card in the deck that could address this subject, is truth be told in protection. Now, I asked for a second card because that's how I'm going to teach you. And the second card is milk and honey, also in protection. So it's saying to you, don't worry, you're going to get what you need, just not now. Right? So that question is not off the table. It's just saying you have to address something else first. And when the cards are stubborn, they are the ones withholding from you. They are asking you to take a look at the other aspect that it's pushing you, because they're going to be pushy, to look at and really ask certain questions, which all are going to be on a PDF, by the way. So, but again, isn't this great? Milk and honey, also in protection, means that we're going to come back to you. That's what they're saying. Don't worry, we'll come and back to you. But let's look at this first. So this is what an oracle override is, where the oracle will override your question, and even the cards will act as overriders of the subject that you're asking about, sometimes too. So we'll be fluid about that, and obviously we're going to address this in the class when it comes up, and the mentors will help you as well too, but how interesting is that? See you in the next video.